Have you ever watched a duck floating gracefully on a pond? On the surface, it looks like everything is quiet and smooth. But if you could see beneath the surface, you would see his little feet paddling furiously. Paul described something similar when he wrote to the new believers in Thessalonica. He said, "We also thank God constantly for this, that when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it, not as the word of men, but as what it really is, the word of God, which is at work in you believers." Pay attention to that phrase, "at work in you believers." God's word is not passive. It's active. It's doing something. It doesn't just inform your mind. It works on your heart. It shapes your thinking. It convicts you when you're wrong. It encourages you when you're discouraged. It strengthens you when you're weak. And often, that work is quiet beneath the surface. You may not see immediate change. You may not feel something dramatic every time you read. But if you're receiving God's word, it is doing something underneath, reshaping your desires, renewing your mind, transforming your character. Jesus described the word like seed planted in soil. Once it takes root, growth begins, even when you can't see it happening. The farmer doesn't dig up the seed every day to check if it's growing. He trusts the process. That means your time in Scripture is never wasted. Every moment spent hearing, reading, and responding to God's word is part of a deeper work He is doing in you. Even when it feels ordinary, even when you don't see results immediately, over time, it changes your desires, it reshapes your reactions, it forms your character into the image of Christ. Don't measure the effectiveness of God's word by what you feel in the moment. Trust what He says. It is at work in you. This week, stay consistent in Scripture, even when it feels ordinary, because beneath the surface, God is doing something extraordinary through His word.